This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are continuing since last night following the cloudburst and landslide in Seri Bagna area of Ramban district in Jammu region. Three persons, including two children, were killed in the incident. More than 100 people have been rescued. According to official sources, there were heavy hailstorm and gusty winds throughout last night in the Ramban region and surrounding areas. Several properties and vehicles were damaged along the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. Our Jammu correspondent reports the historic Mughal Road has been reopened for light motor vehicles after remaining closed for a day following heavy rain and cloudburst. This national highway connects the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch of Jammu Division with the Shopian district in Kashmir Valley. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Deputy Commissioner Basirul Haq Chaudhary said vehicular movement along the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway is blocked following heavy rainfall.
नेशनल हाईवे है जो कश्मीर को रेस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री से जोड़ती है तो बहुत सारी गाड़ियां जो है वो स्टैंडर्ड यहां पे थी उनको जो है वो हमने रेस्क्यू करके जो है सेफ लोकेशन पे पहुंचा दिया गया है वहां पे जो स्टैंडर्ड पैसेंजर्स हैं उनके रुकने का भी इंतजाम है खाने पीने का भी इंतजाम है और जो ही नेशनल हाईवे खुलेगा तो उसके बाद उनको जो है वो यहां से दोबारा भेजा जाएगा अपने अपने डेस्टिनेशन पे ह्यूमन लाइफ का जो है लॉस वो बिल्कुल भी किसी तरीके से नहीं होना चाहिए पहले से ही अपनी टीम्स को कंट्रोल रूम्स को रेस्क्यू टीम्स को अलर्ट करके रखा हुआ है जिसमें एसडीआरएफ है एनडीआरएफ है ये सारी जो है वो ऑन द स्पॉट है ग्राउंड पे है
The Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, Srinagar-Sonmar-Gumri Road and Sinthan Road continue to remain closed. Ramban District Administration has released emergency contact numbers for 24/7 help at District Control Room. These numbers are 01998-295500, 01998-266790. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to flash floods triggered by incessant rain in Ramban district. Omar Abdullah said that for now the focus remains on managing the situation on the ground. He added that citizens are advised to follow travel advisories and avoid non-essential movement in vulnerable areas. Heavy snowfall and sleet have lashed Ladakh since yesterday, prompting the Leh Hill Council to issue a high alert for all emergency services. The disaster response team has also been placed on standby. Our Leh correspondent reports agriculture and horticulture sectors have suffered, with apricot orchards hit particularly hard. Authorities have been asked to assess damage to public property and livelihood infrastructure immediately. Meanwhile, the Leh-Srinagar Highway and other major roads remain closed due to landslides, and all flights to Leh were cancelled today. The Bharatiya Janata Party today launched a nationwide campaign, Waqf Sudhar Jan Jagran Abhiyan, to spread awareness about the benefits of the Waqf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till the 5th of next month. Under the campaign, the BJP leaders and workers will visit Muslim communities and make them aware about the amended act. Union Minister of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh today urged young civil servants to uphold the highest standards of integrity, accountability and service. Interacting with the 2023 batch of IAS officer trainees, Dr. Singh highlighted India's administrative transformation and the vision for Viksit Bharat at 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense and cultural dimensions. In Canada, a prominent Gurdwara in Vancouver was vandalized with pro-Khalistan graffiti overnight, sparking outrage among the local Sikh community. The incident occurred at the Khalsa Diwan Society Gurdwara, commonly known as the Raw Street Gurdwara. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 7 wickets at Maharaja Yadavinder Singh International Stadium in Chandigarh. Chasing the target of 158 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru hit 159 runs for 3 wickets in 18.5 overs. Earlier put into bat, Punjab Kings scored 157 runs for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.